Hi there, everybody, and welcome back to another bite-sized political podcast. Thanks very much for supporting the platform, and do appreciate it if you can share these, put them out on Twitter, Facebook, wherever conversations are happening, so we can get the counter to the ongoing information wars that we are fighting. And we're all on the front line, including you as much as me. Okay. I think Boris Johnson's managed to go one further than Tony Blair in the being obsequious and the hyperbolic stakes. And you may recall back, I can't remember which election it was, but it was during the Blair years anyway, just before a general election, Blair came out with the, we've got 24 hours left to save the NHS. Do you remember that? That was Tony Blair. And he used that appeal to people's raw emotions that, oh my God, if we let the evil Tories in, the NHS will be destroyed. And so that was the purpose of his 24 hours to save the NHS nonsense. Well, Boris Johnson's gone one better, because I read that Boris has said, this could be the end of civilization. So if we don't make the right changes and do the tough things when it comes to COP26, so he's desperately trying to rally world leaders for the absolutely farcical COP summit. And he's warning that climate change could send us back to the dark ages terrifyingly quickly as he arrives in Rome for the G20. But hang on a second, Boris. How did you arrive in Rome? Oh, right. You flew on a bloody big plane. Is that the planes, Boris, that you want to see the rest of us use much less frequently, but you and Carrie can use as and when you want? One of those things? You absolute hypocrite. And his comments come, as you see, some people are saying that COP26 in the Glasgow, because it's being shared between Rome and Glasgow, will be a bit of a damp squib. And I was delighted to see that Xi Jinping and Vladimir Putin have already said they're not going to attend the summit. And so what Boris has tried to do is he's just comparing climate change to the fall of the Roman Empire. Well, isn't that? And he's also saying, oh, it could happen really, really quick. Well, first of all, the Roman Empire did not collapse very quickly, Boris Johnson. You're supposed to be a historian. Don't you understand that? It collapsed quite slowly, and it collapsed for many reasons, one of which was it overextended itself. The lazy people in control thought that it could last forever, and those with more hungry appetite overthrew them. My, Boris, wouldn't it be awful if that happened at this time? But he's talking about just how awful it's going to be, how generations could slump into illiteracy. He said that. And even he suggested that cows could get smaller. Yeah, that's how farcical this is. Apparently, if we don't stop driving in our cars and going on holidays, the cows are going to get much smaller. And this is like, you know, if this was just some lunatic standing on a soapbox at Speaker's Corner, you could just smile and go, well, that's the sort of thing a lunatic would say. But this is someone who postures as the Prime Minister. And he's suggesting that, number one, we will go back to the Dark Ages if we don't do the things that in actual fact will bring us back to the Dark Ages. So he's suggesting that. And always remember with these shapeshifters, the things that they claim are going to happen, what will happen if you don't do what they want, are the things that inevitably their actions will bring about. So, I mean, we've seen it over COVID, and we'll talk about that in another podcast, but we see in this scenario as well, what Johnson and the rest of the goon gang want is they want to bring the UK back to essentially pre-industrial times. Yes, there'll be some digital stuff floating around, but a lot of activities will have to be curtailed. You just can't do the things that we do at the moment if you want to get to this ludicrous net zero target that Johnson is obsessed on. And I think actually the two things that will define Boris Johnson's premiership is, number one, the absolutely tyrannical approach he's taken towards COVID. And then secondly, this similarly tyrannical and insane approach taken towards climate, because the things that he wants to push through and the UK will be committed to as a consequence of his actions will devastate our economy. It will lay it bare. you want to go back to the medieval ages, just do what Boris Johnson wants, because that's the consequence of it. The Chinese know that. That's why they have no intention of going near this one. The Russians know that. That's why they won't go near this one. Oh no, but Boris the Bold, he embraces it. And the rest of the clown squad in the West, including Biden, embrace the same utterly destructive policies, which won't help us, which won't help our children or grandchildren, won't help future generations in any which way. It's going to make life so much harder. It's going to create masses of structural unemployment. It's going to make our homes so much colder. It's going to make energy prices eye-wateringly expensive. And all so Boris can virtue signal and prove again what a good little globalist that he is. And it, through all of this, the thing that's most obvious to me is that whereas Boris Johnson postured as a patriot back in 2018, 2019, to get the leadership of the Conservative Party and to get that general election behind him, in truth, he was always a globalist. And I know some people say, no, that's being unfair. The truth about Johnson is he just adopts whatever position is most convenient to him. I'm not sure about that. I'm not sure. If you look at the interests of his father, Stanley, the Malthusian, then you see that there is big problems in the Johnson dynasty. And having this guy in Downing Street is the worst possible thing that could happen to the UK. Boris Johnson's more dangerous than COVID-19. Boris Johnson's climate policies are more dangerous than anything else we face. And yet here he is running around the world, beating his chest, telling the Italians just how important it is that we don't follow the Roman Empire and collapse by not doing the right thing. It's absolutely insanity. And it's exactly what Boris Johnson is all about. Thanks so much for listening. Catch up with you soon.